Parshat Balak. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? At the beginning of the Parsha, Perchav Bet, Posakei, Vayishlach Malachim El Bilam Ben Ba'or, Rashi quotes a well-known Tanchuma. Vim Tomar, the Tanchuma asks, why did God make that the Shechina should rest upon the Ovid Kochavim, a Rasha? And the answer is, that the nations should not have an excuse and say, Ilu hayalanu neviyim chazarnu lemutav. If we would have had prophets like the Jewish people have, we would have gone the straight and narrow. Hemid lehem neviim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Balak, vein partzu geder ha'olam. And what happened? They went astray. They never went to Torah. They remained total rishoyim. So we see that even prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only just Torah and mitzvah, but nevuah, will not modify and change the person who's evil to his core. As the introduction to the radio show we heard as a children, the shadow, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows. Because we don't really know what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The facade on the outside could be, as they used to tell us, that Esav even wore a strimal. So Bilam, with Nevuah, communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, persists as Bilam HaRasha. And so we too, we observe in our personal lives individuals who are quite meticulous, medayik b'mitzvot, even to an infinitesimal degree. And they're Torah scholars. I don't want to use the word talmidei chachamim, but Torah scholars. They may be rishoyim gemurim, devils. And we come into contact, flipping the coin to the other side, with people far away from any form of Torah observance, and perhaps not even of the Jewish faith, who are meitzadikei umot haolam, righteous, good people. So people that have no contact with Torah can be fine and decent people. So what is the answer? And the answer is in the text found in the bracha after a person was ola the Torah, read his Torah portion, or was read for him by the Baal Kore. And we say, Asher natan lanu Torat emet. No Yiddishkeit as being the true path. It's much more than a set path of living one's life. Trained and observed isn't sufficient. Being, or davening the Lord Shmoneser because everybody else in the shul does, or because I want to look like the person that does look frumer than everybody else, that's not sufficient. I must recognize and then actualize a life found in all of its diverse aspects as being a Torat Emet, the true thing. This is the way you have to live. This is the way you have to guide yourself. Asher natan lanu Torat Emet. And then we continue, v'chayei olam nata b'tocheinu. what we must behave in all conditions and facets of our essence to our core. This has to become us. Not just to see the Torah's emes, but I want to be part of that emes. I want to be konit. Not habitochenu, it's within me, it's in my DNA. Bilam remains a Rosha even with Nevuah Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. Because his ideal in life, his raison d'etre, his pursuits in life was Rishus. His contact with Ribbono Shalom was manipulated toward this goal. But Moshe Rabbeinu, as an example, as the shepherd, worried about the kleine shepsela, that little lamb that went astray, he will use his confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the sneh, at the burning bush, to search for opportunities of doing chesed ve'emet. Because that was Moshe Rabbeinu to his core. Can we find individuals in the outside world who are honest, fine, and considerate? For sure. Can we meet people within the world of Jewish observance who are devils, scoundrels? For sure. The demand placed upon us is to take our Torah and mitzvot and see the emes within it and utilize it to mold ourselves into holier human beings. I'd like to give a little switch in the normally simple pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, B'chol Drachecha Deyeyu, V'hu Yasher Ochotecha. It means that I should look towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, B'chol Drachecha, your ways, Deyeyu, try and live that you can understand him. And Emir Tzashem, he will help you. For who yasher ochotecha. Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to know you. I want to understand. Mahu rachum, afata rachum, etc., etc. Why? So you may guide me on the straight path. One of chesed. The Emmet.